Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads all over the nation. Big ups to everybody, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters of Mad Dads. Big ups to everybody. I need you to call in. The number is 347-215-9262. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to chime in. And also be able to tell us your thoughts. We're talking about how many unsolved deaths in Minneapolis. We know about them, and some of them, nothing happens. And that what happens when these unsolved deaths happen and we can't solve them? And what I found out in my research here, most of these unsolved deaths happen in North Minneapolis, in the Willard Haight and the Near North neighborhoods in North Minneapolis. There's a reason for that. There's a serious reason for that, and we have to do something about it. Some of you callers, I want to get your comments and questions and what you think about that, and I also want you to be able to talk to me, tell me how you feel. Tianye said, too many unsolved homicides. Absolutely. You got the number to call, and it's right on there. Call in. I want to be able to talk to you about it. Or just put your comments on here. There's way too many, and there's too many in the North Minneapolis. People aren't talking. They know who do. Man, everybody knows who does the homicides. People know who the killers are. They knew who the people are that are killing. And more than half of the homicides in America's 50 cities went unsolved over the past 10 years. According to data compiled by the Washington Post, the Post analyzed 52,000 criminal homicides identified zones within cities where there were more than 8 homicides, but the arrest rate was less than 30%. Snitches get stitches. That's crazy. You know, you want people to tell when somebody kills your people. But it ain't somebody you love. You want to be quiet. You don't want to say anything. It's a serious problem. We have a serious, serious problem. And I want you to call in so we can talk about it. Cassius, how you doing? Thank you for being on here. Thank you for being on Facebook Live with me. Thank you for callers. Looks like I have a caller that called in right now. We're going to talk to this caller at 2203. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I just wanted to say that there are way too many unsolved homicides in Minneapolis, and that's because people don't want to speak up, and I think that's the biggest problem.
You know, you're absolutely right. People don't want to speak up, and part of that is because sometimes when you speak up, retaliation, correct?
Yep.
And so, you know, the police can't guarantee your safety. The community can't guarantee your safety. Then how do we get out of this situation? Do you have any suggestions?
My suggestions are, if you see something, say something. You can always report things anonymously. And I think people don't realize that there are lines, even if you call 911 and you don't know all the special numbers that they have these days, if you call 911 and tell them that you are an anonymous caller, if you mention your name or anyone else's name, they have to disconnect the call. And so I think that is something that people do not realize when they're afraid of retaliation and whatnot, which is it's false in itself because usually there are no repercussions other than the person being held accountable for their actions. But I just think that people really don't realize that just call 911 anonymously. If you are afraid, you can always say this is an anonymous call. If you mention any names, they will disconnect the call.
Wow, that's good information. That's great information. We're going to definitely come back to you. You don't go anywhere. You stick and stay right there. Appreciate you calling. That number, once again, is 612. It's 347-215-9262. 347-215-9262. We're talking about how many unsolved deaths in Minneapolis, and why are there so many, and why is there nothing being done about it, and what can we do for it? I've got some other information here. A map compiled by the Post also showed areas where fewer than one in three homicides resulted in arrests. Nationally, the overall average arrest rate for these areas was 14%. 14%! 14%! We got Sandy in the office. She just came in. Sandy, what do you think about that? 14% of arrest rate in homicides in any city. That's terrible.
It is.
What do you think about this, Sandy?
I think it's disgusting.
I agree. I thank you very much.
Something's not right at all.
Come on, Sandy. Talk to us. Talk to us. That's Sandy. She's just coming in. You know, she comes to work at noon and she eats lunch at 1, and then she leaves at 2. Okay, so we want to talk about what's going on in cities. The District of Columbia, 56% rate. Illinois, 55.4%. Maryland, 46%. New York, 44%. California, 43%. Now, the trend is a national trend, and it found that in 44 of the 47 cities where a victim's race was reliably recorded, a white victim's homicide resulted in an arrest more than a minority victim's homicide. So in other words, we can solve white homicides. We can solve those quickly, but we have a hard time solving a black homicide. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'm going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to area code 707. We're going to go to 6158. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome to the radio. How you doing?
I'm great.
Let's talk about this. White victims' homicides happen more often than a minority victim's homicides. What do you think about that?
A white victim homicide. I disagree.
This is a national poll that was done. Excuse me, ma'am.
Well,
you may disagree.
I still disagree, because when you can get on YouTube and you can see all those unsolved cases of them Caucasians killing each other, women killing their men poisoning their women, and all of this, it's a lot of homicides. We just aren't affiliated with it because we are in a black community, and that's what we focus on. And the only reason why we focus on Caucasians killing each other is when they go to Walmart or go to a church and kill black folks up, then we focus on it. But otherwise, it's just as much killing with Caucasians as it is the black folks. That's
okay.
my opinion.
Yes, ma'am, that's your opinion. I just want to go back to what the National Post said. And what they said, out of 44 out of the 47 cities where a victim's race was reliably recorded, that they were able to solve more of the white homicides than they were of the minority homicides. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on, I know you know some of the reasons why we have such a hard time solving our homicides with African Americans, and I just want to get your thought on what we can do to solve more of our homicides, ma'am. Can you talk about that?
Yes. What we can do, we can talk. We can talk about what we need to talk about instead of talking about that this woman is out of shape or her hair looks bad or his car looks better. We can talk about that all day. But when it comes up to my neighbor's child getting killed and I've seen it, I'm going to shut my mouth. And half of this is not a fear. The black community is not doing it of fear. They doing it of stupidity, just of stupidity, and don't care until it's them out there. And I've been saying this for a good many years. It's going to be others that are going to experience the dark day like I did, where I had to get dressed and get walked to the front of a church and sit on the front bench, and everybody's telling me they're sorry, they're sorry. Never thought it could happen to me. Never thought. And what's so crazy is that the people that was there, they talked. They told, excuse me, they told on this man. Today, these young folks are not telling. They have their reasons. I can't say the reason why, but it's not because they're scared. They're not telling because of their own personal reasons, and that is a problem. So no,
let me. I'm giving out a prize today for anybody that can tell me the state that has the least homicides of the 50 states of the United States of America. And I want to give you a shot. Could you tell me what state that is, ma'am?
Sholay, Minneapolis.
Giving you a chance, ma'am. Yeah,
okay,
I'm just giving you, ma'am, a chance for the prize, that's all.
Oh, you just giving me, I'll say Arizona.
Okay, you going to say Arizona?
We need to get three guesses. We should get three guesses, though.
No, ma'am, you get one guess. We're going to come back to you, stick and stay now. I do the rules. You're the caller. We're going to talk to you soon. Don't you go nowhere. We're talking about homicides in our community. We're talking about... But let me first go back to this young lady that's in the hospital. There was a man that stole a car in South Minneapolis, running from the police. The car got out of control. He ran over a young lady and her brother, and they all got slanged into a building. And I want to say big ups to Kathy, Lawrence, and Brittany. Thank you for being on. Eddie Esau, man. Full recovery in the hospital. Thank you for being on. Christian, thank you very much. Denise Cole, keep the drill team going. Susie, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody that's on. Remember to call in if you can. That number, once again, is 347-215-9262. It's on the thread if you look on the live. Just want to say I went to the hospital, and she's in surgery right now, but... After he ran into the two kids, the car caught on fire. The police saved his life and pulled him out. He didn't even want to get out of the car. He'd rather just stay in the car and burn to death. I don't know what was going on, but it was just horrible. And there's trial today for him, but it's surgery for her. It's not good. You know, not only are we losing in unsolved homicides, but we're losing innocent people. Things that don't make sense, y'all. They just don't make sense. Our babies, man, can't even walk across the street, go to school. I mean, they can't even walk out on their porches without somebody doing something stupid. What happened to the days where we protected our kids, where we protected our community? What happened? You know, what happened to that? We need to do that. Myron, how you doing, man? Myron, I need you to call in. The number is 347-215-9262. I need you to call in and talk to us. We're talking about unsolved homicides, and anybody that can give me the state that has the least homicides of all the United States, all 50 states, I'm not giving any clues because I got to give a prize up, but if you can tell me who that is, I'd love to hear about it. Now, let me give you some more information about my producer, as Cece has put this information together. I thought she was going to give me a lot more. I'm going to take what I got, okay? I'm going to take what I got. Not every homicide in Minnesota leads to an arrest. And over the past eight years, in the United States between 1965 and 2019, many remain unsolved, according to the Murder Accountability Project, an online database of open homicides nationally. Police have a clearance ratio of 2 out of every 3 homicides, but the ratio varies widely by city. But one fact is universal. As time passes, the odds of solving a killing diminish considerably. The odds of solving that homicide are almost zero if we don't get to it right away. That's why it's so important for people to say what they know and talk about what they know so that they can get those homicides solved. It's critically important. That's why it was important that when Miss Champion lost her son, that somebody said something, somebody did something. Matter of fact, the house where he was killed in, it burnt down. It burnt down. It got burnt down. Now, that is probably a symbol of anger and rage, but the house is no longer there. Las Vegas, Nevada in the house. Yes. Do you have any more comments that you'd like to add?
Yes. You know what? I want to change the state that I said because I start thinking more. And I remember when I was driving through this one town, they make a whole lot of cowboy movies out of this town. And it's just mountains and it's nice. And they got potatoes there. I'll say Idaho. So I want to change my state.
He looked at me.
You know,
this is rigged. This is rigged. Listen, I want to go right to. Let me go back to the question because that's rigged. I want to say what's up to Melanie, my daughter Melanie. How you doing, Melanie? Take the guess too, see if you can figure it out. Listen, what do you think about our young people that are feeling like they don't want to live, and so it's okay to kill others? What is our strategy? We just got left out of a safety meeting today with high-level law enforcement and other officials talking about what to do with our kids and how to control them in a better way and give them what they need. What do we do to make kids feel like they want to be alive and should be alive and should be able to take their lives to the next level? What do you think? What do you think about that? I asked you a question. Why are you over there cheating?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was talking to someone else. What I think about that? I think that it could be done. It could be done by just say getting instead of getting those buses, those party buses to party on, get one of those buses and take the kids out of state and let them go, which they do that anyway, to more universities and let them go to different states and learn the history of the states and get them involved in more of what's the world. You know, we deal with so many people and stuff. We need to know more about the world and why we are in this world. And we need to get us some scientists, some black scientists, young people going. We need to get some more doctors. We need to know about more of the Bible, send some of them black young kids over there to Jerusalem. And, you know, we can, if we can invest our money going partying every weekend, we can put this money in these kids' future. $5, $10.
I like that. I like that. I'm sorry I cut you off. I didn't mean to do that, but I have some other callers in. I'm gonna come back to you. I want to get some information from 2203. Your thoughts real quick, and I got two more callers on the line. I'm going to get to you from a 202 area code and a 612 area code. Your thoughts. What do we do with young people? How do we help them so we don't have to solve so many homicides? 2203. You're on. 2203.
Well,
you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. What I wanted to really, actually, the point that I wanted to put across regarding the homicides, not only, you know, about them going unsolved, but also what these numbers actually represent. You know, we talk about, you know, it's 51% of unsolved homicides in Minneapolis, but these numbers represent lives destroyed and families torn apart and communities ravaged. And it just paralyzes our community with fear and distrust. So, like, anytime you have unsolved murders in the community, that's telling you right there that there are murderers walking around in that community. And it also tells you that families and the community don't have closure on that. So the lack of closure combined with, you know, the loss of a loved one, it complicates and delays our grieving process as individuals, as a family, as a community at whole, and it has longer-term detrimental effects on us that are left behind. You know, it's like the loss is bad enough, but the traumatic loss is just so much more terrible. You know, having that sense that you can't say goodbye, that you don't know what's happened, that you can't let go because the murder hasn't been unsolved. And I believe that manifests itself as part of the symptoms in our community, like, you know, anxiety and the mental health symptoms, the post-traumatic stress and eating disorder, digestive problems, sleep difficulties. Just it impacts our health so much, and that's regardless of race. That's just across the board with, you know, unsolved murders, period. I just really kind of wanted to put that point out there, that it's not that black people have it any different than white people do. It, you know, it depends on the neighborhood. It depends on the residents. For, you know, residents in high-violence neighborhoods, you know, that's kind of us. That's, you know, black people. And, you know, our children are exposed to that adversity and that trauma. And it's just, you know, it's more than numbers. These numbers are people. These numbers are our community.
That is great. Now, I'm going to get back to you. Thank you very much. I love that. Matter of fact, if you get a chance, I think you're at the computer, do some more research for me. Let's see what we can find out. And we'll close out with some of that information you might have. I'm going to go to 202 area code 4356. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, talking to the community about unsolved homicide. Let me get your take. What do you have to say?
DJ, first of all, I'm grateful for all the work that you do. This is Myron Pemberton in Washington, D.C. I'm happy to hear your voice. And I tell you, Minneapolis is very dear to my heart. I used to live in Brooklyn Park. And I think it all, for me, I came to make a conscious effort there to have a huddle in the house before we go out the door. We don't wait for the out the door, the church, or the universe to tell us what we need to do. So I created a family mission statement for us to begin here in family meetings. So it really consisted of a lot of different things. It's got to be in our heart. It's got to start from home. You know, it's as simple as that. Here in Washington, D.C., we do everything we can. 6 days a week, we have prayer at a McDonald's, and we outreach in the street. We don't, like you, BJ. That's all I know, is just do your best and pray and hug somebody, get out there and talk. And we see what's on the front line, what's happening, what's about to happen. So my take is just you're doing the grassroots level. That's all I know to do. So I don't know which particular state has the most, has the least. I think you asked the question, who has the least. I thought I heard something about Alabama,
yes,
but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I'm happy to report. But I'm sorry.
Now, Alabama, my sir, I'm going to give you that where they're at. Alabama is number 17.
Oh, wow.
At number 17 out of 50 states, 27.8% conviction rate for their homicides, but that was good. You were at number 17. Yeah, you were getting close. Okay. You know, you need to start a chapter of Mad Dads. Why don't we start a chapter down there, Myron? We've been talking a lot. I've been seeing you on Facebook, and actually, I'm inspired by your biblical things that you send me. I want to tell you that personally. You know, notice, or if you don't notice, sometimes I actually use them as my posts, and I know you notice, so I already know that. But I want to thank you for that. But why don't we talk offline about starting actually a chapter in D.C.? We need one there, and why don't we do it?
I think that would be great. I think that would be great. I'm open to dialogue with you, and I look forward to talking with you offline. And I'm gonna try one more hypothesis, because I know in this city here, growing up here, and of course I lived in Minneapolis for a very short period of time, but there was a no-nonsense state here where kids would try to go over there, which we couldn't understand. Why would you go to Virginia? That is super ridiculous. And they're extremely strict. They have to be under the leash. They got to be a low number, too. So is it okay if I take a shot at Virginia?
Yeah, you can take a shot at Virginia. You can take a shot at Virginia. But Virginia is definitely number 28.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, got me on the day. Wow, okay. Okay.
All right, thank you, brother. Hey,
yes, sir.
Stay in touch with me. Let's talk, because I really want to get with you. I love you, brother.
I love you more, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. Thank you so much, BJ. Thank you. All that you do.
No problem. All the way in Washington, D.C., my man. I'm really excited about that. Got somebody been waiting online for a while. Area code 612, and your number is 6482. Thank you for holding. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm blessed. How you doing? I'm blessed. How you feeling, DJ?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Questions or comments?
That's what's up. I just tapped in not too long ago. I was told to tap in that y'all was touching on a touchy subject that I'm, dealing with as of now.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Well, I want to know what's the subject first before I just get the rambling. Don't be trying to put me on blast.
Oh, okay. Okay, unsolved homicides. We're talking about unsolved homicides in Minneapolis and what we should do about it.
Okay, well, the incident that I was calling to speak in on is Mr. Ralph Bell, the young man who was killed actually in Roseville, Minnesota, not too long ago here, and it's definitely an unsolved homicide. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like so much more could be done from the community, from law enforcement. You know, I mean, even if law enforcement don't get involved, which we can become that. So I think that we just, as people, got to do more for each other and stop just pushing things off because it's not your people or somebody that you know. You know what I'm saying? When this incident with this young man happened, no one came forward to help search for him. And if we would have all come together as a village, I think that would have made a difference. That young man was found only a mile away from his car, and the law didn't want to help, but the people that did come out to help, we were flagged away from helping. We were told we couldn't, don't do it, you know. But like I said, just more community action, as in us coming together, not waiting for it to be one of our people. We shouldn't do that. We should help each other as a family, as a village. You know what I'm saying?
So tell me how people can get in contact with you and support that effort.
You can actually contact me via email at nextoblow, like tadow, at gmail, nextoblowlikettadow at gmail, nextoblow, like tadow, at gmail, or you can contact me on actual Facebook or something, and that's tadow as well, tadow, McReynolds. McReynolds. I should be the first person to pop up. And if y'all have any questions on anything that I just spoke on, please feel free to hit me up. And we still got some solving to do. So it'd be really dope if we could get more people involved and, you know, to put the word out here about this young man that was kidnapped and killed right here. And I'd say my backyard, you know, the whole Minnesota's backyard, honestly. But yeah.
That is great. I thank you very much. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. We're going to go back to everybody for their last and final comments. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you remember that if you got family that needs support or that needs help, that they can come to our support group every Tuesday night at 3023 4th Avenue South from 5:30 to 7:30. We'll be there to support you. Child support, child protection, what family issues, whatever you got going on, me and John Turner C to be there to help you every Tuesday night at 5:30. Been doing it for over 20 years. We're the best at it. We know how to do it. We know how to get it done, and we'll get it done for you. We'll figure it out. Now, we're going back to everybody for the last comments and things they'd like to add on. I'll say a few things about. We'll go right to 2203. You'd like to close us out with this. What do you got to say? We're listening to you.
What I have to say is, we need, again, as a community, we need to get to know each other so that we know whose kids are whose, so that these kids who are killing each other know each other's parents. We need people to speak up. And also, I think the state with the lowest homicide rate is Wyoming.
All right. Thank you very much. 6158, question, your last comment before we end our show. What would you like to say?
Praying folks are staying, folks. That's all I really want to say. I'm always in mind with that. And when are you? What is the gift for picking the state? And, you know, when are you going to announce the winner?
When I get a real winner. Okay, I'm going to my next call right now. 2203.
Here you can
2203,
your last question or comment.
I changed my mind. I think
I'm
No, it's Idaho. Let me text him and
okay.
Say you cheat.
Okay.
6482.
I just want to say everybody stay safe and stay blessed out there. And, again, let's come together, man. It takes a village. So we are that village, and let's continue to rise and guide the correct way. And like I said, just stay safe out here in this cold, crazy world, man. No matter what city, what state you're in, we have to come together, period.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in to Blog Talk Radio. I really do appreciate each and every one of you called in. I did have a contest going on. I do have to talk a little bit to my staff and my producers about leaking information. I got an issue. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We're having a great time, man. I'll see y'all next Tuesday. Want to thank our producers and everybody, our staff, and everybody for everything they've done. But remember, don't forget to tell people about donating. Make a donation. Thanks to my producer for that. Make a donation to Mad Dad. Go to our website, make a donation, make a contribution. We sure appreciate it. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Texas, and, of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll see you next time.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dad, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love.